can I do for you?
Bill, I'm sorry.
No. Believe me, mine was not important. I was just going to say, is the hay already in the barn?
No, not at all. Absolutely no. We need a good day today. Go back and review things. Today's our big situational day. We cover a lot of kind of one play type situations, scoring zone. So no, definitely not. Or tomorrow for that matter either. We still have a lot of things to review, you know, Saturday. So each day we have a kind of a, it changes a little bit from week to week depending on that individual week. But each week we have kind of a thing, list of things that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So and if we fall behind on something, there's really no time to catch up, to be honest. I mean, you have to just squeeze it in there. So, no, definitely not. We have a lot of work to do.
Well, the play of the defensive line, your defensive line last week was exceptional, 8 sacks. Based on how good Jacksonville's offensive line is, can you expect to duplicate that kind of success, or that's just a rare once in, well, it's been 12 years since you had as many sacks? What are your expectations?
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't think it was all that good last week, to tell you the truth. I mean, we let the quarterback out a lot. I mean, they scored 32 points. I don't think that's anything to be proud of defensively. So there were some good things. There are a lot of things we got to work on. We need to play better this week.
Is the rush defense a concern, giving up five?
Everything's a concern. I mean, Jacksonville's, you know, they're a good football team. They can run the ball. They've got explosive players in the passing game. Quarterback's athletic, so we're going to stop everything. It's not, I don't need a one-man band. I mean, they did it all against Miami. Got the ball at the end of the game when they had to, drove it down the field, ran the ball, mixed some passes in there, got it down in the field goal range, and made the winning kick. So I think they're well-balanced, and 33 runs, 33 passes, whatever it was. So got to stop everything. I mean, they do a good job.
So how hard is it to prepare for somebody like Allen Robinson who can be covered and still be an option?
Yeah, it's hard to really simulate that. But, you know, it's something that we work on from the first day of training camp, really, is just going up defensively, competing for the ball. Being in good position, that's, you know, part of the battle in the secondary. That's the way it always is. Being in position is part of the battle, and then finishing the play and making the play on the ball, that's the other half of it. And that's, you know, with a defensive back and a receiver, you know, those guys have the longest play. You know, the defensive lineman, offensive lineman are far apart from each other. A lot of times those plays are determined pretty quickly, and then it's go to the ball or, you know. But in the secondary, you have to play for, you know, 3, 4, 5 seconds. And then in a lot of cases, it comes down to just that last split second of whether it's a good play or a bad play. You know, you can be in perfect position defensively and, you know, miss time or miss the ball, or offensively you can not run a good route, not really be open, but make a good catch, you know, or you can run a great route and do everything right and drop the ball. And so for those positions, every part of the play is important, but the finish of the play is a lot of times what decides, you know, whether it's a good play or a great play or a bad play. And that's the position. So yeah, it is hard to simulate, but again, it's something that we always work on, finishing the play and being in position, but also, you know, making the right judgment, you know, at that time. And look, a lot of times you go up and you can't get the ball, but the receiver has to bring it down and possess it, so it's not a catch until he comes down and brings it in. So even though you might get out rebounded, if you will, you know, you still, with good technique, have a chance to get the ball out before he's able to get control of it.
Is Mercedes, I know he's a different type of player, but is he at all a similar threat?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, they try to play mid in the Detroit game. He's going up the seam. Coverage was good. The ball's thrown on his back shoulder. He's got great length and reach. He's got really strong hands, big hands and strong hands. So if he can get him on it, you know, then it's, you know, he usually reels it in. So, yeah, it's different, but it's similar. Yeah, he's a big down the field target and tough guy to cover because he's got so much length and his hands are so strong. No matter where you are, there's a place where the ball can go that you can't really reach. So once again, you have to, if you can't get to the ball, you have to be able to, you have to try to dislodge the ball as he's bringing it in to, you know, finish the possession of the catch.
Bill, what are Saturdays typically like for you guys? Can it vary based on where you are from a preparation standpoint, or is it?
We try not to. Yeah, we try not to. We try to take the game, whenever the game is, and then work backwards. So, the game, the day before the game, 2 days before the game, 3 days before the game, 4 days before the game. So, wherever you put the game, we try to, you know, try to work backwards so that, you know, 3 days before the game, as a player, as a coach, you kind of know where you should be from a preparation standpoint. 2 days before the game, you're in a routine. You kind of know where you need to be. These are the things we need to have covered, because in the 1 day before the game, here's the things we're going to cover there. You know what I mean? And same thing for the players, that in terms of their film study and their preparation, that, you know, they should know physically and from a preparation standpoint, you know, their physical, you know, rest, recovery, energy, you know, they should know where they are 5, 4, 3, 2, day before the game. So we don't try to juggle the schedule so that, you know, 1 week, 2 days before the game, we're doing this, and, you know, you as a player, you're anticipating one thing, and we go out and have a real, you know, one type of practice, and the next Friday it's a different type of practice, and the next Friday it's, you know, what is it? It's hard to get into a routine that way, so we try to take the end point and work backwards.
So how about day before a game, then? Since we don't ever have access day before a game, what is a day before typically like for you, if you can share?
It's a review of everything that we're going to do. There's some situations the day before the game that we go over in the meetings or go over on the field and in a walkthrough that we, you know, haven't covered prior to that week. Now, look, you can't cover every situation in every game that could possibly come up. I mean, that would be impossible. But usually over the course of 3 to 4 weeks, you can pretty much, you know, get them all. So maybe you kick off after a safety, kick off return after a safety, you know, the squib kick situations, the take a safety on a punt, all those kind of things, just as an example in the kicking game. You maybe wouldn't cover every one of those every week, but you cover two or three of them this week, and then two or three of them the next week, and then two or three of them. So then after a cycle of, you know, 4 to 5 weeks, you would have hit it, you know, and those things don't come up, you know, every single game. You're lucky if it's once a season. But, you know, any, like, really critical plays, like a must onside kick or a hands team or, you know, having to block a punt rush at the end of the game when, you know, you've got to punt the ball and you know they're coming, or vice versa, you know, things like that are covered on a more weekly basis. And then we try to pull it all together. So, I mean, over the course of the week, the players get told, you know, 5,000 different things, you know, on this play, do this. If they do this, we do that. If they do this, we do something else. If this happens, this happens. If that happens, something else happens. Okay, but now we come to the game. Like, all right, we can't forget about all that. Like, all right, what do we need to do here to win? What are the most important things we have to do? We know there's 1,000 things we've talked about, and everything's important, but okay, in the end, all right, let's get back to what we need to do here tomorrow. So that's kind of how it, sometimes you have an extra meeting if it's a late game, a night game or something like that, but that's kind of our extra meeting, if you will. We do the countdown, not really counting on that meeting. Like this week, we have a Saturday night meeting and then we play Sunday. Whereas if we played Sunday night, there'd be another kind of extra meeting in there, and then that's maybe, you know, two meetings instead of one at the end. But normally we just, you know, count on the one meeting and you know, work it from there.
So what have you seen from Puz Lesney? I mean, he's been around for, I guess, 9-10 years now. Been real productive in the first two games, even as an interception. I mean, maybe he's a guy that doesn't get a lot of attention nationally. But
he should.
I mean, I mean, obviously, yeah. He has pretty rare instincts.
Yeah, very, very good. I mean, he missed half the season last year, but he's been very durable. You know, he's started over 100 games. He's pretty much there every week. He's very productive. The interception you're talking about against Carolina was a really athletic play. I mean, a lot of players, wouldn't even made that play. You know, he went up, stretched high for the ball. It looked like a receiver catching it. You know, he's got good length. He's got very good instincts in the running game and the passing game. And just overall, like his timing of blitzes with the quarterback cadence, being able to, you know, get his momentum running up into the line of scrimmage, things like that. Smart player, productive in the run, productive in the passing game. You know, obviously controls their defense and their communication as it applies, you know, as they need to do that. You know, and he's had a great career. So he's a good player.
Same kind of player that he was in Buffalo? Or is
he or better. Maybe better. He has more experience, you know, makes a lot of plays. He's got a very good defensive line in front of him. Whichever of those guys are in there, they play, you know, 7, 8, 9 guys sometimes. So, there are a lot of plays where he's, I don't want to say protected, but it's just, it's so hard to block the defensive lineman that a lot of times you can't get a guy up to him, or Telvin Smith for that matter. You know, you just, those guys get eaten up at the line of scrimmage, and then, you know, that enables them to make a lot of plays, and they make them. You know, I mean, there's other linebackers that have some of those opportunities, and they don't make as many plays. I mean, these guys make a lot of them. But Plesney in particular is very instinctive, and he'll play one play one way and the next play a little bit differently based on the situation, based on the personnel. I mean, he's just a smart player. So, yeah, very productive.
Phil, do you like the early bye?
Whenever they schedule them, we play them. So.
Do you use the bye week as some kind of psychological tool leading up to the game?
Yeah, honestly, we're not even thinking about the bye week right now. We're just thinking about Jacksonville. We'll worry about next week. I'm not even really sure what we're going to do next week, but we're worried about Jacksonville.
You don't say to the guys in any way, get it right. You go out, you have a nice bye week as opposed to, if it doesn't go well, you have that hangover with you.
But do you think we ever go out there and say, well, we don't really care how it goes this week? I mean, do you think we actually say that?
No.
We try to go out there and get it right every week. I may not look like that to you, but we actually try to go out and get right every week. Every game's an important game for us. Doesn't matter what's the next week, whether it's who we play, whether it's a bye week, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Halloween, Columbus Day. You know, we don't care. We're just trying to go out there and win a game. That's all we care about.
When he's healthy and playing well, what do you like about Aaron Dobson?
You know, Aaron's really smart. He can play all the positions. He's you know, makes very few mental mistakes. He's got a lot of length. You know, he can run. You know, he's been productive for us. Unfortunately, he hasn't consistently been on the field. But when he has been on the field, you know, he's had production. And he's worked hard to stay on the field, you know, as his career has gone on. I think he's worked harder each year in terms of his training and, you know, trying to, you know, be a more durable player. And so, you know, it's good to have him. You know, he missed some time this year, but it was good to have him back. We played well, you know, like in a Giants preseason game or even the Carolina game. And, you know, he was productive last week and, you know, really came through for us. And I'd say one of the best things last week about Aaron was his blocking. You know, he was threw a couple key blocks on those slip screens to get Dion and Danny started. So, you know, it wasn't just the catches, which is kind of what everybody always measures the receivers by, but it's being able to do the other things that help the team and, you know, help make other plays good plays. So I thought he did a nice job last week.
Phil, Sergio Brown is somebody that you guys are obviously well aware of. How has he maybe changed as a player since you guys had him here?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much the same guy. You know, active, fast, you know, has very good speed and get to a lot of plays in pursuit, range in the deep part of the field. I mean, he's a big guy, you know, strong. 215, whatever he is. So, you know, he's a contact player, aggressive, you know, still shows up in the kicking game, even though they don't use him quite as much. But, you know, on field goal rushes and, you know, I'd be surprised if we don't see him in this game somewhere along the line. The kicking game, he's very good there. But, you know, defensively combined with Cyprian, you know, which is where they want to be, even though Cyprian missed preseason. You know, after he got hurt in the Pittsburgh game and then he missed last week, but, you know, in the opener against Carolina or in the earlier part of the Pittsburgh game when those guys were together, it's, you know, I think that's kind of where they want to be. You know, Sergio's more of a, you know, free safety role and Cyprian's more of the strong safety role, even though they at times interchange. But, you know, big, fast, athletic, tough. I mean, he's, you know, looking to get in on plays, so he's a contact player. So he's, you know, I think he's added another good player to an already pretty good defense.
We've talked about the comparison between this defense and the Seattle defense. Is he sort of that deep middle safety?
He's more in Thomas's role and Cyprian's more in Chancellor's role. Yeah. I mean, really, all those guys, Scudas, Irvin, you know, Clemens. I mean, it's a lot of it. It's really the same, you know, the Leo position, the Otto position, the safety positions, the, you know, the Mike, the Will, you know, it's basically the same.
Does Smith, Talbot Smith, have any safety kind of qualities about him? I feel like I remember people talking about him coming out of the draft.
He's fast. He's really fast. Yeah, he's probably faster than most safeties in the league. I mean, he gets through a lot of plays sideline to sideline. You can't outrun this guy. I mean, throw a screen pass on the other side of the field. I mean, he'll go, you know, 40, 50 yards across the field and, you know, make the play. So he's got very good range, very good speed. And again, he's a productive player. Same thing we talked about with Puzlowski. You know, a lot of those blocks get eaten up by the front. And then when he can run to the ball, I mean, he gets to it. So he's their nickel linebacker. So he and Paul stand there in the nickel stuff. Scooter goes from outside linebacker to really, you know, as part of the defensive end rotation. So Scooter doesn't play off the line a lot. That's more of Smith and Paul. So, but he's fast. He gets a lot of plays. I wouldn't call him a safety, but he's a really fast off the line linebacker.
Only somebody who's played two games for you guys, but since the spring, I think he was one of the offseason award winners. What has he shown you in the time he's been here? What have you liked about what he's brought to the team?
You know, really professional. Jonathan works hard. He's, you know, there every day, whether it be in offseason weight workouts, OTAs, training camp. You know, well prepared, smart, works hard. You know, big physical kid that's tough, runs well, plays well in the kicking game. I thought he made a lot of plays for us in preseason. You know, as a downhill player in the running game, you know, kind of up into the line of scrimmage, tax blockers well. He's got good range in the passing game. You know, he's got a lot of length. You know, we have several linebackers that, you know, as inside linebackers are, you know, taller guys. Just, you know, take up more space there in the passing game. So he's been a durable guy. Dependable. He's played some on the end of the line of scrimmage, so he's got a little bit of versatility where he can play on the line or off the line. Like Jamie and High have done for us. So he's able to handle multiple responsibilities, and he's been productive in the kicking game. He's done a good job.
Do you feel like the coverage units have performed so far in the last week, or without Nate, who's a...
Yeah, guy, right. Yep, he... Yeah. I think, you know, it starts with the kickers like it always does. I mean, nobody can cover bad kicks. You know, that's tough for anybody. So when we get good kicks, good hang time, which Steve's given us, you know, really good kickoffs, not just the touchbacks, but also the hang time on the kickoffs. Ryan's given us a lot of good balls to cover. We got beat in a Carolina game. I don't know, it was like a 20, 25-yard return. And that was a combination of, you know, a number of things. We also had one in the Pittsburgh game that called back. And Geno's drawn, you know, a couple penalties on coverage the last couple weeks. So, you know, some of that's good coverage. You know, you get in position to make the play and they have to, you know, block it. So that's, you know, part of having good coverage. But, you know, the big thing's been the kickers. And overall, I'd say the coverage units are – kickoff probably a little ahead of the punt right now, but, you know, that's been okay too, and Ryan's really punted the ball well for us. You know, Joe's given us, you know, a little bit of coverage, you know, from that position, which, you know, there's usually not a ton of. But, you know, he's helped us a little bit there. So I'd say overall it's been all right, but, I mean, this will be a big challenge this week. You know, I'm not really sure who the returner is going to be, and that's always, you know, Like, there's not going to be a big scouting report on whoever they put back there. So we're going to have to, you know, figure that out a little bit as we go. But, you know, they're a big, strong hold-up team. A lot of times they, you know, they've used defensive linemen to hold up in the past. And they have some, you know, good inside players that are tough to get away from. So that'll be, you know, it'll be a challenge for us, you know, for our units to get off the line of scrimmage and to get good, you know, distribution down the field.
When Steve kicks one 5 yards out of the end zone, are you still reviewing, pardon the ignorance, but are you still reviewing the film on the kickoff team the same way, even if it, the ball goes right through the end zone? Or are you looking for effort? Are you looking for technique?
Yeah, I mean, you can only see what you can see on those plays, you know, and so a lot of times there isn't a lot of contact in terms of playing blocks, playing leverage, getting off blocks. You know, sometimes that part of the play, you know, doesn't really happen. But, yeah, definitely, you know, you're evaluating the gut off, you're evaluating, you know, the overall lane distribution and, you know, the players recognizing, you know, what the returns are. I'd say that's, you know, become a little bit of a game within a game. Probably, honestly, not that anybody cares, but I'll just take a minute to talk about it anyway. You know, if you think you're going to get touchbacked, you know, they're kicking off with the wind or whatever, and then, you know, you see a return or a type of return that's really probably not what they want to do. You know, like they're going to double team these two guys and the wedge is starting to go over here, but it's a touchback. So you've kind of got to scout it. You got to defend it. But in the end, I don't even know if they really want to run that. You know, it's almost like a fake return. Or maybe a guy's going to have a certain, you know, lineup on one side and you're going to cross block, but you're not really sure who they're cross blocking because they don't actually get to the blocks, you know. So you're kind of trying to figure out what it is when they're really, you can't see the full development of the play. And then again, as the return team, you're, you know, sometimes showing something that isn't really what your intentions are because it's a touchback play. You know, either you see it's a touchback or you anticipate that it's going to be a touchback. So, you know, you go against a team that, you know, has a good kicker, you know, like our kicker, and, you know, we see like three or four middle returns and the ball is 5 yards out of the end zone. And then, okay, now we're kicking off into the wind and they feel like they got a chance to return it, and then they run a side return, you know, stuff like that. So again, it's kind of a little bit of a game within a game there in terms of you sort of see it, but you don't really see it. And as you're scouting your opponents, it's some of that, you know, well, here's the return they're trying to run, but you don't really see the return. But then is that really what they're trying to run, or are they just trying to give you an illusion that this is what it is, when really when they have a chance to return it, you know, you're going to get something else. So Joe does a good job of that. Joe Judge does a good job of that, of, you know, breaking down those kind of things. And it used to be that way in the PATs, honestly. You're seeing a little bit less of that. You know, you see the PAT rush because you couldn't block them, so teams would, you know, sometimes put two or three guys on one guy and just try to, you know, run over somebody just, you know, to get a good hit on them or something. And now when you actually have to block a field goal, now, you know, you get into something where, you know, you really feel like you might have a chance to block it, and the rush is a little bit different. So the fact now that kind of all those kicks are a little more competitive, you're seeing more of kind of a, you know, whatever the team's trying to do to rush it, you're seeing more of a rush rather than, you know, like I said, one or two or three guys just deciding that, like, well, we're not really going to get this, so let me just tee off and, you know, smash this guy, you know, because he's been, you know, whatever, blocking me all day, so let me just go ahead and smash this guy while he's sitting there. And, you know, I don't really think that's what the game's about. But it's kind of taken that out of it and made it more of a, you know, competitive play rather than a, you know, that type of play. But it was kind of the same thing on his PATs. You look at the PAT rushes and you're like, well, this is a big, you know, middle rush team. They're really trying to do this or do that. But then when you get into a field goal situation, it's not that at all, you know. So, yep. It's a little bit of a game within a game there. Okay. All right. Thank you.